it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
Why are we doing this?
For the love of the game, mate.
For the love of rugby.
Let me introduce your hosts.
Some things need discussing. Don't mistake being a sap for just being a realist.
No man has played for England more times than Ben Youngs.
If you're having mince / bolognese before the game, you don't want to splash it on your nice, clean white top.
Ah, Dan Cole. With his 100 caps, all his medals, his cuddly cute face and his beautifully shiny head.
For the love of rugby.
Enjoy.
Welcome to the first ever draft episode. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Cole, and I will be in charge of making this all run smoothly.
And I'm Ben Youngs. My first question is, Dan, how is this all going to work, mate?
Well, Ben, as you remember, we had a message from Mary last week about how I'd run a global club competition. So this is my first attempt. We'll just run it like the NFL draft. We're going to pick 15 players for each team. We're going to have four imaginary teams, and there'll be rules, but it's a bit of a big undertaking, so we'll try and make it fun. And, yeah, at the end of it, we'll get four decent teams and see what's going to happen.
Sounds pretty good, actually. I'm up for that. What is, like, tell me about availability for selections. Like, what's the criteria?
Well, basically, you can pick anyone that's played international rugby in the past 12 months. Are we going to do, if you've recently retired, are they still play on? They are on the stats, so.
Yeah, anyone that's played international in the last 12 months.
Yeah, anyone that's played international rugby in the past 12 months. And once a player is picked, they are yours. You own the rights to them. No one else can pick them. And we're going to limit ourselves to only two picks from each country. So hopefully that makes it a bit more spicy. And obviously there'll be a maximum of 60 seconds for the pick. We've got 60 picks to make, so there's going to be some thinking time at points, but we'll try and get through it.
Like it. I like where it's heading.
If we get the pressure on and make people panic, then hopefully panic. Some people might not have organised their draft board like some of us, but if we get people to panic, then we'll get the... hopefully they'll end up picking random blokes from anywhere.
I'll definitely have a few panic picks. Who are you going to... Are you going to disclose who you're picking first? Are you going tight-head?
Well, this is all about my team building, mate. It depends where I'm picking in the draft. If I'm picking first, I think there's a player out there that any team would benefit from having. If I'm picking further down the order, then we have to be more tactical and probably pick more positional value. So, yeah, obviously tight-head, loose-head hooker, second row, and then the rest of them I'll just blag.
Nice. Like that. I'm probably going to have a different approach. However... will your team give away what type of style of rugby that you would be playing with that team?
We will not be playing jouer, Ben. We play to win. We'll be using stats-based evidence to secure victory in each and every game.
I love that. I knew that you'd go for like a team that is, yeah, I think I kind of know what type of team you're going for. It's going to be a big, almighty pack.
If you envision my tight five, I don't want them running it from their own goal line. I want them... scrum maul and impounding the opposition 5 meter line.
They're absolutely lethal five out.
Yeah, that's it, mate. We'll take the scrum, but if anyone runs it from like in their own half and gets like turns the ball there, frozen to touch, you're off. We haven't got subs, but we'll play with 14. You're off,
mate. So the NFL draft is very stat based, and obviously you're an NFL nut. So we asked our friends at Opta to sort us out. So I was thinking, like, can you send us all the stats? Can you give us all the information about players? So I've spent the last 24 hours literally buried in stats. And I'm not sure if I'm going to go Moneyball on it fully, but I've definitely got stats to back up some of my decisions. If maybe I don't get who I want, I've got some like curveballs in there that stat wise, like, yeah, decent.
Good. Well, so I've also been looking at the stats, but I'm also going to scout traditionally and trust the tape and trust my own eyes. And then obviously, but I have looked through the stats to see if there's anyone out there that's a bit of a curveball and there's some interesting players from lesser nations, put it that way.
Yeah. And also, I just want to compliment each player. And sometimes, you know, stats don't allow me to have that. You know, some players will just compliment each other better. And a stat doesn't give it on that. And it doesn't give it on leadership. So there's a few things, but my goodness, it has been helpful and insightful. And there's a few players in there that, like, you're like, wow, I did not know that he was so high up in the stats. But again, I don't want to give anything away to you yet.
Have you checked where you ranked in the stats, Ben?
No. Why would I put myself through that?
You should try it sometime. I thought, oh, we've listed all the players from one to whatever it is. Let me look at my stats book right now. Let me know you are ranked below Cameron Lindsay of Germany, but above Diogo Haas Ferreira of Portugal. Coming in at 533rd overall, Ben.
Oh, God.
And I'm slightly higher, you'll be glad to know. I am ranked 314, two spots ahead of Ben Tamiyafuna.
Oh, well done, Sheriff.
As you know, he's the 150-kilo tight head from Tonga. So, yeah, I'll take that.
I'm proud of you, mate. Well done. I might have to get Opted to bring up some stats from 2019 when I was in the groove. You know, I think Opta, you know, I'd like to have a little word with them. You know, they didn't rank me for, you know, past experiences, what I bring to a group, you know, the energy I bring within the environment, leadership skills, general banter, general vibe, sitting down and having a coffee with, sounding out and prepping the 23 that are playing, being a big part of the non-23. There's no stats on that. And had they done a stat on that, I definitely would have beat the German guy.
Right, we have four franchises and four franchise owners. Our first franchise will be run by England's most capped man, Ben Youngs. Ben, tell us about your franchise.
What do you want to know? The name is Triple R Bastards. We are based, I was thinking Bernabeu, but I'm going to go Spurs, new stadium, and it's going to be called the Octagon. Yeah, we sold the stadium rights to Opta, and yeah, that's where it's happening, Colin.
Nice, good start. Our second franchise is owned by a certain Mr. Anthony Watson.
Absolutely. My team is called The Resistance. We are based at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, called The Death Star. Gone with Las Vegas because looking to get the away team steaming all week. But that's my team, mate. There you go.
Our third franchise, owned by the one and only Ellis Genge. Genji, how are you? Can you tell us about your team? How are you, firstly? And secondly, can you tell us about your team?
I'm brilliant. I'm very well. Look forward to this, boys. My team's called the... Where's the name? I've written on notes. No, I don't think I've got a name, sorry. I've got a stadium. The stadium name is called the Stratosphere. It's a huge dome stadium with sparklers on the top. No, I swear to you, absolutely.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to make a stadium up.
Do whatever you want, mate. We live in fantasy world.
I can't stop laughing.
I've made a stadium up. Yeah, it's in Amsterdam near Schiphol. The capacity is 33,165 because that's 33,165. That's my roulette numbers. And we're going to go with, as a name, Unplayables.
Nice.
What about yours, Dan?
Finally, the four franchise. I was going to call it like something snazzy like London Mauling, but Ben's taken London as my franchise. So I'm going to be based in Tokyo.
Anyway, sorry, where were we?
I think we were just about to start, Ben.
Happy days.
That's all right, no.
Cole, you haven't even explained your team about
Yeah. I'm going to be based in Tokyo. I'm going to be called, like, the Godzillas or something, and we're going to play... Well, it's not even Tokyo, it's Yokohama or something like that. We'll play out of there, and, yeah, we're going to take it international, and hopefully everyone has jet lag when they get to us, and we'll use that as an advantage.
That makes sense.
Just make sure you leave in plenty of time. You don't want to be late for the game if you're based there, mate.
Why you got to do that, Len?
We're going to do a snake draft. So after pick four, the fourth player will then pick fourth and fifth, and then we'll go back down the line like that. So the person who picks first will pick first and eighth. The person who picks second will pick second and seventh. The person picking third will pick third and fifth. And then the person picking fourth will pick fourth and five. And we'll do that right down the line. So we'll snake across the draft order to make it a bit more fairer if you pick in fourth.
Love it.
Everyone understand?
Yeah.
You'll have a minute for your picks, though, depending on time, we might just have to start hammering it out. And you can only have two players from any international side, which is going to potentially create a lot of panic later in the draft.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
Yep, well, that's why we're here, Ellis. So you do now, and the draft is going to begin.
Lovely, let's get it started.
You're doing my fucking head in.
Yeah, but now I can chop up and pick all the fucking superstars, can I?
Yeah, mate, perfect. Oh, position-wise, we're only going to pick, you'll have a loose set of tight head, back row can intermingle, but you can't just pick 5'10s and stick your middle finger up to everyone else. You have to pick 110, 115, or...
What benefit would 5'10s give you?
It means that you can't pick one.
No one else can pick them.
That changes my selection. It's good things I've picked three teams.
Well, let's get to it. I'm ready.
So am I.
So, probably all thinking, who's going to go first? Well, we have a randomizer for that, where we're going to cross live now to the randomizer room where Joe Marler is waiting to reveal who will get the first pick in this year's draft.
No, he's not.
Hello there, draft fans. I'm about to hit the randomizer button. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a weird button.
Right, here is the order. Anthony Watson will pick first.
Lovely.
Ben Youngs will pick second.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Ellis Genge will pick third.
I still don't understand.
And Dan Cole, you will pick fourth.
He stitched you up.
Sorry about that, mate. Good luck, one and all.
Beautiful.
Right.
Are you ready to go? What? I'm buzzing.
I don't have a bell with me, but if I, I'll ring the bell and announce the opening.
What the hell is that?
2024 love of rugby draft. That's the bell. It's just some random plant pot of ours.
Lovely. I'm taking DuPont first.
Oh. Smart. Yeah. Everyone's gutted at that. Yes, Ben, please. With the second pick of the I'm not going to say this every time, but yeah, Ben, go for it.
You need to say it every time.
Can we guess? Have you picked yourself?
No. With my second pick, I would like, so hard, but it gives me great pleasure to announce at number 8, Ardy Savir. Oh,
Jesus. Cross him off the list.
Yep. Nice. Ellis, pick 3.
Neb.
Ben Earl.
Cross him off the list as well. Brilliant.
Unlucky tone.
Hello. Right, with my fourth pick in the draft, I am going to recruit to my team. I'm going to go Bowden Barrett.
I did not see that coming, Cardiff, from you.
Well, positional value, mate.
Well, I know exactly what we've done, Dan. I've looked at the same stats. Well played.
Thank you.
His scoring index is 10 times anyone else's.
Correct, yes. And that's the fourth pick is Bowden Barrett. The fifth pick, I'm going to go Etzebeth of South Africa in the second row.
This is going to get so sticky, so quick, I'm telling you.
Now it's you, Ellis, yes.
Mark Talea.
Oh, that's a great shout. I was nearly going to have him as my first one, Genji. That is a great shout. Is it me now, Coley?
Yes, it is, Ben.
To compliment Ardy Savir in the back row, I will go with Quagga Smith at 7.
Wow, that is rogue.
Most turnovers in the last 12 months.
His stats are unbelievable.
Actually, yeah, true.
You ain't going 2 phases without getting turned over those two in the back row.
I'm not even looking at the stats anymore.
It's gone out the window.
Can't do it, mate.
It's only your second pick. And
yeah, it's gone, mate. But my second pick, I am taking Rico Ioane at 13.
Ooh, yep. And then who are you going to pick with your
third
pick, Tom?
Lovely. With my third pick, I'm taking Will Skelton.
Oh, man.
Got some size in the row. I like it.
Right, is it back to me?
Ben, it is back to you.
At number 6, the legend that is Courtney Laws. That makes up for my back row.
Lovely.
Me?
Ellis, yes, with the 11th pick.
Damian Penno.
Genji, your back 3's jokes, mate.
I know, yeah. It's fucking decent, that.
Your back 3 match up the name of your team. Unplayable.
Quite literally, yeah.
Mark Talea, Damian Penno.
They're popping up all over the pitch, them two, bro.
You're in big trouble.
You're not going to have anyone on the edge with them two, are
they? He won't have anyone to shift them the ball, mate.
So you're wrong, then.
Right, I'm going to go with my 12th pick. 12th overall pick in the draft. I am taking Gregory Aldrit of France and playing him at 8.
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
Very good pick, Coley.
Right. Pick 1, we have Antoine Dupont. Pick 2, we have Ardy Savir. Pick 3, Ben Earl. Pick 4, Bowden Barrett. Pick 5, Eben Etzebeth. Pick 6, Mark Talea. Pick 7, Quagga Smith. Going 8th is Rico Ioane. 9th, Will Skelton. 10th, Courtney Laws. 11th, Damian Penno. And 12th, Gregory Aldrit. Lenny, you've got a complete back row.
I have.
Genji, you have a 2 wingers and an 8. Tyrone, you have a 13, 9 and 4, and I have a 10, 4 and 8. So I'm going to pick with my next pick, which will be the 13th overall pick. Unlucky for some. I am going to go with... Oh, this is tough. I've only got a minute. I'm going to take Mal Herb of South Africa and make him my second South African pick. Franz Mal Herb, tight head.
Mate, Coley's going to have the biggest pack ever.
But to scout players and rule them out, if they're under 120 kilos in the front five, I'm not having them.
I just hope that you don't. I hope you don't pick a goal kicker. I hope all the goal kickers are gone by the time you get there, so your pack wins loads of pens, mate. But no one can nudge them.
Right, I'm gonna lock in at 10.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Oh, it's one of two because you've took Barrett off me.
Go with who you want, Genji. Because like some of us will pick on stats and some of us pick on feel, mate.
Oh, boys.
Genji's a big feel bloke. He has to feel.
I'm a stat man. I'm going to lock in at 10, Finn Russell.
Nice. 15th pick, Ben. Who are you going for?
Remember, you can only have two from each nation. I'm fucking on to all of you.
Okay, so I'm going to go at 9. I'm going to go with Aaron Smith.
Smart.
So I'm out of Kiwis now. All my New Zealanders are used up.
Tone with the 16th pick.
With the 16th pick, I am taking Corbetti.
Oh, what a shout.
I had him in my list and I thought no one's going to pick him. And then...
Sorry, brother.
What position is that, Tone?
He's playing on the wing. Feed him and he'll score.
Coley, I'm out of New Zealanders, but Will Jordan is an unbelievable winger. His strike record is unreal.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. One of you might want him.
Jordan also plays 15, mate.
He does.
One step ahead, out again.
I believe it's me to pick next.
No, I got another one, didn't I?
Yep, Tone snake draft.
Lovely. I've actually not got a fullback as well. I can't do it to you, Genji. I'm going to take Tamufuna.
That's tired.
Yeah.
Oh, I had him.
No, I need him.
Oh, that's dumb, mate, that. Is it me now?
Yes.
At 13, Wasia. You know the Fijian captain?
Just say Naya Salevu, bro.
Naya Salevu. It's Naya Salevu. Absolute baller. He's going in at 13. Lock him in.
He'll be on fire in the piss and rain and sail next year.
And the Octagon, it's got a roof on it. I've done some maintenance and it's got a roof, so we're fine at home games.
Well played. My pick, Dan?
Yes, please, Ellis.
I'm going to lock in at 12, Bundiaki.
Good shout.
Nice.
God, that is an unbelievable shout.
One of the leading carries in the game, I think, isn't he? And the Opta stats.
I've only got three of them.
I need to lock in a tight head soon.
My type five, I know I'm taking someone's dime up, but my type five are statistically unmatched.
Yeah, in what league, bro? Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Right, with the 20th pick, I am going for Montoya of Argentina.
Oh, mate.
You've done that, sure as, mate.
I am, yeah.
That's a good shout. He was on my list.
I have got Julio as well. His big ass locking that down.
Correct. And then big ass. I'm then going to go with the 21st pick. I am going to take...
Cole, you might want to get near the mic, mate.
Sorry. Another home pick. I'm going to take George Martin. I'm going to stick him in the row.
Well played.
He's going to add some thump and... It gives him someone to talk to me about at training tomorrow. So, yeah.
Is it me now?
Ellis Genge, you're back with the 22nd pick.
With my 22nd pick, Marbaka.
Oh, nice. Wow.
That's a great shout. That's stressed Tone out.
This is stressing me out now, I'll be honest.
Tone looks so stressed.
Can I suggest?
Yes, please, bro.
Statistically unmatched, Michael Hogg of Spain.
Oh, really? Explosive ball carry, innit?
Well, he's 29 metres per carry.
Bloody hell.
29?
Yeah.
29 per carry?
20? Wait, hold on. How many carries has he had?
Like 12.
And he's a hooker.
Must drop him into the backfield.
29 metres per carry as a hooker.
He must have got two interceptions, bro.
That's unrivaled.
Right.
Whose go is it now?
Ben Youngs, it's you.
Okay.
So Ben and your team, you have a complete back row.
I have a complete back row indeed. I have a 13. I have...
A 9.
Aaron Smith at 9. And at 10... I'm going to go Marcus Smith.
Nice.
Lock him in.
And now you've used up all your England players, Ben.
I have.
Tone, back to you.
I'm going with Theo McFarland in the second row, please.
That's a brilliant shout.
Oh, that's a great shout, Tone. Tone, you've done your research. That is a great shout.
Thank you, sir. And then I will take Bottia.
Oh.
Please.
They were literally my top two picks for the back row. Well done, Tone.
Do you know what? I had a wild card Bottia. I was going to pick him at 12. That's absolutely screwed me. I got no idea who I'm going to pick at 12.
Oh, my God. You were going to play Bottia and Nia Salevi.
Oh, mate, we're coming.
To run it straight, flipping.
With both Smiths at halfbacks creating stuff, and I've just got absolute units coming down there, tightening up Coley's massive pack, mate, and then getting them on the edge. Is it my go now?
Yes, Ben, it's you. The 26th pick overall.
Okay. I need to start beefing up my pack in a minute. At 12, I'm going to go Damien Delande.
Good pick.
I'll be honest, it was between him or Samu Karevi.
Karevi is certified as well.
So good. But Damien Delande is unbelievable. So he is my 12. God, my team's looking good, lads. Is it Genji?
Yeah, I'm going for Semi Randranda at 13.
Yeah, you know what? Genji's backline is a disgrace.
Yeah, but he's not going to have any fours to win him the ball.
Right, sorry. I'm just looking at stats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go 28. I'm going to overall. I'm going to pick in the centres. I'm taking Samu Karevi of Australia.
You're welcome.
And then with 29th pick, I am... There's a lot of good back rowers going. But I think I'm going to take... This is a bit of a wild card. I'm going to take Maxime Luku of France at 9.
I think that's mental, mate. I think that's mental from you.
What do you mean mental?
Who's the guy that played the last two rounds? He was unbelievable, France. Like, the guy did the reverse pass.
Le Garrick.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, too random for my team, Ben.
Is it something to do with the trim, Coley, you and Luku?
Correct, mate.
Thought so.
I'd need a few of those in the team.
Thought so.
Right, so that adds to my team. Montoya, Mal, Herbert, Beth Martin in my type 5, still looking for a loose head. I've got Aldre at 8. I've got Luku and Barrett at 9 and 10. And I've got Samu Karevi at 12. But right, we'll get the rest of the updates on your teams after the ads. Right, we're back in the sensational draft. Ellis Genge, it is your pick. You have pick number 30. Could you just give us a quick recap of your team so far?
Yeah, so locking it down at 8, I've got Neb, a.k.a. Mulboy Ben Arrell. I've got Malvaca at hooker, the French hooker. Finn Russell for a bit of flair at 10 to link up nicely with Damien Penno, Bundiaki, Semi Andranda and Mark Talea. So a lot of flair in the back line at the moment. And I'm going to cap that off with some a wise head, a legend of the game, Brody Vitalik in the row.
Good pick there. Right, moving on to Ben Youngs. Please recap your team so far at the halfway point in this draft.
Front five is really important next, so I'm going to concentrate on that. But I've got Courtney Laws, Quagga Smith and Ardie Salvier as my back row. Halfbacks, I've got the two Smiths, Marcus Smith and Aaron Smith. In the centres, I have Damien Delande with Wasia Niasalovu at 13. And then I'm going to lock in Coley at tight head. Weenie Antonio, please.
Tone, please. 30-second pick. Let's have a quick recap of your team.
I have gone with Antoine Dupont first. And then I went for Corabetti on the wing with Rico Ioane in the centres. And I'm building my massive pack around Ben Tamafuna with Will Skelton, Theo McFarland and Lavani Bottia. And with my next pick, I am going to go, when I get to my notes, with, oh my God, this is breaking me to say, I'm going to have to pick Ellis Genge.
You got to, mate.
It's a great pick.
Surprised you've lasted this long, Ellis.
Me too, Dan.
The steal of the draft, apparently. How do you feel about locking it down with Ben Tamafuna, Genji?
Me and Ben, we go way back. Border away, 2022.
Vegas suit you nicely?
Over the moon, but I will have to have a restriction on my deposits to the casinos.
Tony, that is some hefty pack, mate. Genji, Ben Tamafuna, Will Skelton in the row. That is like, there's some serious weight coming through that pack.
I'm more happy about that, to be honest.
Yeah, I've just remembered as well that my team's playing in Vegas in probably 40 degree heat as well, so might have made a bit of a mistake there. Okay, with my next pick, I'm taking Dwayne Vermeulen.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good pick.
It is back to you, Ben.
I am going to go. Right, hang on, back to me.
So you had two Kiwis, two Saffers, two English, a Frenchman.
Okay, at loose head for his ball carrying, and I'm assuming he can scrum, but the coin, Thomas Gallo of Argentina, is my loose head.
Very tough, hardworking individual. Good stats on the guy. Right, Ellis, on to you.
Is it me, is it?
It is you.
In the back row, Tommy Rafael.
Oh, bro, that's killed me.
Well done. Three cheers for Ellis. Right. I am now looking at my team and what I need to pick. And I am getting worried about the front row stocks. So I'm going to lead Lucid. Andrew Porter of Ireland. It was him or De Groot from New Zealand, but I think there might be other Kiwi players that I need to fill my squad up with. So I'm taking Porter at Lucid. And then I am going to take... Sorry, lads. I'm literally having a meltdown here. Who am I going to pick at...
How long's he got? He can't have much longer.
No, I've just... This is my second pick, mate. It's my second... This is the...
Does the clock roll?
20 seconds left.
Will Jordan of New Zealand, I'm going to take as my second Kiwi, and he's playing fullback for me. So thank you, guys.
What can I not pick? What nations can I not pick? I've got English. I've got two Kiwis. I've got one Fijian. One Irishman.
You haven't got any Aussies. You haven't got any RGs. You haven't got any Saffers.
No, you're right. I don't.
No Portuguese.
I need a second row.
No Uruguayans.
How long have I got?
30 seconds.
Okay.
You've only got one English as well, Genji.
Yeah, I know. I'm saving that pick. I'm going to take as my second Irishman, Tadhg Byrne of Ireland, playing the row with Brody Retallick.
Good pick.
Right, that's good. It's a lot of concentrating going on, isn't there? There's a lot of concentrating.
There is, mate. Well, that's the thing of the draft. Once you start using up the positions,
it would have been a piece of piss if the nations didn't cap you.
That's the fun of the draft, though.
It's very fun, Dan.
Right.
Is it me?
Yes, you, Ben.
Okay.
Your game's fast game.
I'm going at hooker, Marchon. That completes my French with Antonio and Marchon, but that also complements a good front row there.
You happy with that?
Yeah. Julian Marchon.
Lock him in. Tone, back to you, aren't we?
Is he frozen?
No, he actually is, yeah.
Tone's decided to disconnect his internet to get a bit more time to pick players.
No, he's back. No, he's not. Yeah, he is.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
If you can tell that Tone sounds a little bit different now, it's not panic, it's not stress, it's his laptop's died and now he's using his mobile.
Who's Tone picking at 10, do you reckon?
I'm taking Andre Pollard at 10 and Marcus Kremer in the back row.
Oh, Kremer, good shout.
Pollard and Kremer. You need a back three, Ben, don't you? Back three and some second rows.
Yeah, but I know my back three, so I think I'm okay. I need rows as well, I need second rows. I've got no locks.
Yeah, that's the problem, so they go quick, don't they? I'm looking at back row, I'm like...
I'm going to go for, in the second row, I need lineouts. I need him to win it. So I'm going to go for Richie Arnold. Played for Australia, playing in Toulouse, like 7 feet tall. Sling him up and he shall win it. Richie Arnold in the row, please.
Lovely. Right, Ellis.
I'm going to pick at 9 from Wales, Tomos Williams. And that caps off my Welsh picks.
Right, 44th pick. I am picking... the current Six Nations player of the year, Tommaso Menoncello. He's played 12 and 13, but yeah, he's going in the centres. Him and Karevi.
Decent.
And then following that pick, just let me mark off on my chart which nations I've used. Let's have a look at the back row list.
Mate, the Uruguayan back rower, like, stats are unbelievable, aren't they? You've seen it?
Yeah.
He's got some unbelievable stats.
I think I'm going to go with Kaelin Doris.
Great pick.
I am going to pick fullback Charles Pieter.
Oh, mate, that's who I had. I had that. I was like, I just thought no one's picking him. I thought I was going to get away with that. Great pick, Genji. Is it back to me?
It is, Ben.
All right, I'm going to put on the wing Duane van der Merwe. Merv the Swerve. He's going on the wing.
Well done. That was, yeah.
Three slots to go. I've got three slots to go.
And I now don't have access to my notes to see who I had wanted to pick because I'm using my phone. So I'm really up shit's creek here, lads.
I love it.
It's live draft industry.
You've got myself as captain, Ben Tamuifuna, Will Skelton, Theo McFarland, Livani Bottier, Marcus Kremer, Dwayne Vermeulen, Antoine Dupont, Andre Pollard, Rico Ioane, and Marika Corbett. You need 11, 12, and a 15. At a hooker.
Easy positions, then, eh?
A lot of good hookers gone, mate.
Have I got space for another Kiwi?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I believe you have, yeah.
I'd say Jordy Barrett, a fullback.
Very good.
Smart tone. Well done.
Oh, it's me again, isn't it? Oh, shoot.
So how comes he's done two in a row?
Because he's snake draft.
Shit. So, yeah, so I get two in a row now, do I?
No, you get one.
Boys, I haven't had one double pick. This snake ladder thing is only snaking me.
No, you get the second pick of the fucking draft, mate.
Mates, I haven't had one double pick.
Yeah, but you're not going to have double pick, because you're only people on the ends get the double pick.
It's bollocks.
Tom gets the first and the eighth pick, I get the fourth and the fifth. It all works out, mate. It's all fair.
Can't you fix the system's doing him?
Every time.
Right, Tone.
Has Cheslin Colby gone?
No.
Oh, beautiful. He's going on the wing, please.
But you have picked Vermeulen and Pollard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Unlucky bird.
I'm surprised it's lasted this long to the, what's this, the 13th round of the draft for someone to actually...
Triple up.
...overgo their quota.
Yeah, so, fuck yeah. It up, yeah.
Right, I'm taking Dinat Ninashvili.
The winger, Georgian. Nice.
Georgian, yeah.
Nice.
He's got huge meters and stuff, hasn't he? Very, very elusive.
Good for the PR of the franchise as well, adding a bit of business thinking tone. Right. Ben Youngs.
Oh, for a second there, I panicked, but we're all good. Number 11, I'm going for Mark. What's it, Tone? How do I say it, mate? The Aussie winger.
I have no idea. You're on your own, G.
The Aussie winger, like your Fijian heritage. He's like...
Yeah, he's got a nickname, honey.
Mark the Shark, innit?
Well, you can just call him Mark the Shark.
But I promise you, on the Wallabies website, it's got...
The pronunciation.
Nawangani Tawaze.
I might have to not pick him at this rate, because I can't fucking say his name. Now, bear with me. Mark...
Nawang... Gani Tawase.
Nyawing Ganase. I mean, no offence, yeah. But the Aussie wigger. And he's electric, so yeah, I blame dyslexia. Anyway, we're locking him in.
We'll know who you mean, Ben, so that's the main, most important thing.
He's dynamite.
Ellis, on to you.
Lucid Steven Kissoff.
Lovely.
I don't get a second pick, do I?
Nope. No, you don't. Was that your... Was that your first South African you picked there?
It was, yeah.
Nice, a lot of you done there. Right, I am going, I've got my double pick. I am going to take, to complete my back row, I'm taking Tom Curry of England to play at seven. And then I'm going to take Capuozzo of Italy to go on the wing.
Nice.
He's going to be my flair man. We're just going to pound the up front and then we'll give it to him. Do something, mate. Go on.
Your front five's massive.
That's what I'm going for. But saying that, like, Tone has Tamiyafuna and Skelton.
And our dad, Genji.
Ellis, back to you.
Yeah, back to me. Happy days.
Yes.
I am picking Luke Taggi at Tighthead.
I would say, when I was looking at Tighthead, I think he's a very... The Fijian Tighthead, he's... well, he's had a great World Cup. And I say, yeah, no, we played him obviously a couple of times. And you know, I think he's highly rated. And he was going to be one of my sleeper picks for... If all the Tighteds went early doors, which they didn't, yeah, he was going to be there. So, no, respect that pick.
He scored three tries as well.
Ben?
In the second row, Joe McCarthy, second row, lock him in. The Irish, second row.
Tone, you have two picks. You need a 12 and a hooker.
I'm going to take Dan Sheehan.
Mm.
And for my last pick at 12, I'm going to take Manu Tuilagi.
Lovely pick.
Tone, your team's locked in.
Yeah, it is. Ben, for your final pick in the 2024 Love Rugby Draft.
I don't want to rush this. Fullback. I need a fullback. I need a 15. I can't have Ramos because I've got too many French. I can't have Charles Peeltel because Genji took him. I'm going to go with Hugo Keenan. That's my two Irish. Last two rounds. Hugo Keenan. Lock him in. He's my fullback.
Completes your team. Ellis, for the final pick in the draft. You're looking for a back rower.
I'm going to finish with Lemara of Italy.
Yeah, well done, mate. He's like top stats, is he, for tackler? Is he top for tackling?
Yeah.
The unplayables is complete.
Right, with the final pick in the draft. I thought it'd be quite fitting. I'm looking for a winger. This is an NFL-style draft. Who's it going to be?
Rhys Samet.
Lewis Rhys Samet. Come on down.
Are you putting him in, are you?
I'm putting him in. He's my final pick. He's going on the wing. I think it's a fitting end to this NFL style draft.
It is.
I think we've got some rather good teams there, boys.
Right. My team, the Resistance, playing out of Las Vegas. We've got Jordy Barrett at the back, 15. Marika Corabetti and David Ninashvili on the wings, Rico Ioane and Manu Tuilagi in the centres, Andre Pollard holding it down at 10 with Antoine Dupont pulling the strings at 9, and we've got our dad Ellis Genge, as Lou said, with Dan Sheehan and Ben Taumafuna, and in the row we've got Will Skelton and Theo McFarlane, and the back row of Bottia, Kremer and Dwayne Vermeulen. I tell you what, mate, that pack, no one is sending us backwards, bro.
It's going backwards, mate.
Lenny, would you like to explain your team?
Sure. So the Triple R Bastards at the Octagon, Hugo Keenan at fullback, Duan van der Merwe on the wing. On the other wing, I've got Mark Nangwa Nawasi, but he likes being called Mark the Shark, the Aussie winger. Damien Delande, Wasia at 13. At 10, we've got Marcus Smith. 9, Aaron Smith. Then the forward pack, Thomas Gallo at loose head, Julian Marchand at hooker, Antonio at tight head, Richie Arnold in the row with Joe McCarthy in the second row as well, Courtney Laws at 6, Quagga Smith, whose stats are mental, at 7, and Ardi Salvier at 8. And that rounds up my 15.
So the unplayables of Schiphol Amsterdam are Charles Pietau at fullback, Mark Tilea at 14, Semir Andranda and Bundiaki in the centres, Damian Penno at 11, Roman off that wing, Finn Russell, the Messi of rugby at 10, Tomos Williams at 9, and then a pack of Stephen Kitshoff, Mavaka, Luke Taggi, Brody Vitalik, Tyke Byrne, Michelle Lamaro, Tommy Rafael and Ben Earl. They seem quite unplayable to me, boys.
That's a good team.
What's your thought process of your selections?
I literally looked at all the players in their respective positions that made the most meters. Pietau, Tilea, Randranda, etc. Bundiaki, the gain line, his stats were fucking mental. I also reflected that with turnovers in terms of how many jackals they get, so penalty counts. That's why I picked Bundy, Semi, Kitsoff. He has the most loose head jackal turnovers, I think. Mavaka, Ritalik, Byrne, and those boys. Rafael, obviously, Benel. Most meters made, is it, for a forward?
Benel, yes.
Benel, and most tackles as well, so I think I've won.
No, you ain't beating the Triple R Bastards.
Do you know what I reckon? Genuine, looking at your team, do you actually not think that this team beats yours?
Mate, hand on heart, yeah. No, your team doesn't beat my team.
My team definitely beats both your teams, bro.
Coley, name the Godzillas of Japan.
It all starts up front. I've got Andrew Porter, Julian Montoya and Franz Malherbe, Eben Etzebeth and George Martin. I've gone for a bit more of a fluid back row of Kalen Doris, Tom Curry and Gregory Aldrit. And then my halfbacks are Maxime Luku and Bowden Barrett. We've got centres of Tommaso Menoncello and Samu Karevi, and the back three of Will Jordan, Ange Capuozzo and Luis Cerise Samet, who I'm hoping are going to bring some flair to my team. I don't know who's kicking goal, but
Maul and Brawl,
that's it.
Oh wait, hold on, lads. Cheslin Kolbe missed out entirely.
He wasn't on top of any of the stats.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because as soon as you use up two Safkans, you can't get him in.
It's a great thought process, because you've got to rank the players like in their nations and who you'd want, and then you've got to rank them positionally about, like, oh, he's a great winger, but is he worth taking over a second row or something like that? So yeah, it's...
I'm amazed no one picked Gibson Park, actually.
You know, let's give a big shout out as well in the back row to another guy that missed out. He was going to make my team, but it was a tough choice. But Wolf van Dijk of the Netherlands in the back row, mate.
22 carries a game, innit?
Unbelievable, mate. And if you actually look on YouTube, you'll see some of his highlights. Boy can play.
I'd like to give a shout out to just some absolute magical picks. Michael Hogg of Spain, Remy De Wolf at tight end, Maximilian Hendricks and Cohen Bloman in the second row. Yeah, you boys really, really weren't far off it. So big shout out to you guys.
Was it the Chilean nine who basically had like 40 carries a game? Was it him?
Oh my god, yeah.
In our groups, do you remember
it? Yeah, he had unbelievable stuff, yeah.
Honestly, the nine came out, he was like leading carry, wasn't he, at one point in the entire World Cup.
Also, Lucas Martins of Portugal, he's got great stats in terms of meters made. Darcy Graham as well, like, his stats are very impressive.
He missed out as well.
Thank you, Tone. Thank you, Genji. You've been awesome. That is our first ever Love of Rugby draft, ahead of obviously the official NFL draft on Thursday.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Now, these teams, we are going to, you can get involved. The Love of Rugby, you can get involved. It's going to be up on social media. So the first semi-final that's going to take place is Anthony Watson's. The Resistance will play against my team, the Triple R Bastards. They will play against each other on Monday. So get involved on Instagram. Then Coley's team, the Godzillas, will play against the Unplayables, Genji's, on Tuesday. And then we will have the final on Wednesday. So get involved, have your vote, who you think would win. and everything is on socials. Thank you so much.
Been good fun, that, Ben. Say yes, thank you to Ellis and Tone for giving up their time. It's been very interesting. And also thank you for Opta for all the mind-boggling stats that have made it. You think they make it easier, but actually they add to the complexity of the draft, which has been brilliant.
It actually does make it harder, doesn't it?
For the love of rugby.
If you want to drop us a line, get involved with our socials.
Just search for At Love of Rugby. And if you've listened to all our episodes and need another podcast, go and find Joe Marler's Things People Do. For the Love of Rugby is ad-free on Amazon Music. If you listen on Apple, you can get it ad-free for £1 a week.
See you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.